Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all grow up differently. And in fact, a lot of us grew up in ways that would shock parents these days.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Yeah.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more things we all did as kids that would startle today's parents. Well, if you lived out in the cut, this may be something your rugrats do to this very day. But we used to take our BB guns and hunt each other in the forest preserve a few miles from town. In the dead of winter, it's more of a challenge to find and take out a friend. Turns out, not such a good idea. One friend, Jeff, got hit in the back of his thigh. He didn't realize the BB pierced his snowsuit and got embedded in his skin. It was only about 15 years later when one of his kidneys started to fail, they found the BB and the cause of it. So he had to do dialysis. I mean, he's okay now, I think. Sorry, Jeff. Positive Friday.
Thank God. Jesus. Sorry. You'll be all right. Things that we did as kids that would startle parents today. I love that. I love that headline. It's about to startle.
We also didn't tell our parents we were doing that.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, we do. We had BB gun wars all the time.
No, you don't tell your parents.
The only rules were this, okay? You couldn't have a Crossman or was that the name of that? You could use a Daisy.
A Daisy buck, yeah.
But you could not use a pellet gun.
Okay.
Right. So that was the only rule. You could not hunt, you could not do the game with a pellet gun.
Yeah.
So if you had a Crossman, I believe it was, you used that for killing squirrels.
My cousin, he lived in a wooded area when we were kids, and we got airsoft rifles that were just those little plastic balls.
If you have BB guns,
crap out of each other.
You're going to shoot each other.
Exactly.
That's why paintballs are,
Yeah.
The way to go.
Exactly. Drinking from the garden hose shows up there on the list of the things that we did as kids that would startle parents today.
It would not startle any parent.
No.
Parents, the hose is right there. Quit bugging me.
Right. Now, you can look at that from the hose and just know all the nastiness that's in the hose.
Sure,
and maybe offer them a different... But a kid's thirsty, they're going to drink.
They're going to drink out of the
back
hose.
To ingesting plastics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. No kidding. I loved drinking out of the hose when I was a kid.
I did too. It had a treat.
Right. It had its own flavor.
It definitely had a unique taste.
And it changed in the summertime.
Yes, it did.
Now, looking back, we understand.
That's right.
But at the time, you're like, this is cool.
We were probably drinking a whole bunch of crap that we fought through.
It tastes different.
Wow. Playing outside until the streetlights came on.
Yeah. No, that's pretty much the thing now, still.
When I was a kid, there was one time we were out rather late, and then when we got back, my dad was not there. My mom was in tears, and she says, "Your father is out looking for you. We've already called the police trying to find you guys."
Wow. They called the cops that quick?
Well, yeah. It was all day. Like, we left at like 10 in the morning. We were gone all day.
My wife and I agreed. Kids, they have to be missing at least 9.5 weeks before we call them.
Okay. Yeah. And
then give it time.
The rule was established, like, within an hour or two, like, just stop in. Just make sure that you guys are still alive. That's all it is. Jumping off the swing sets midair. I'm pretty sure kids are still doing that.
They absolutely still do.
Adults aren't because our knees suck.
And the swings are too low now. But yeah, absolutely.
No kidding.
In fact,
dude.
I told my kids when they first started swinging, like, jump off.
Right.
It's all sand. It's good, man.
You guys remember the last time that you did that and the reason why the last time it was that you did
that?
Yeah,
because I was an adult.
Right. All of a sudden, all right, I'll just get off this. You land like,
Yeah, you forget that you can't do that anymore.
Right. I didn't know that my knees could sting that bad. Riding bikes without helmets. Again, I see kids doing it all the time.
Yeah, my kid will not.
Attaboy.
Yeah, but like, dude, but it doesn't mean anything to him. That's what he knows. That's what he's used to.
Right.
I never did. My parents wanted me to die.
Like anything else, like seatbelts. People protested that left and right.
Sure.
But after a while, it just becomes habit, and you realize that, that's the smart thing to do.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't affect
you. It gives
you
a better
bad.
Chance.
Right. I know. Nobody has any right to regulate your safety, whatever it is. Okay. Put your damn seatbelt on.
Right.
Just do it. It's not that bad. It doesn't make it uncomfortable. It protects you. So yeah. Your family will get there when you get home. Roaming the neighborhood alone. Again, these are things that we all did as kids that would startle parents today.
No.
That was part of it. You just grouped up with your buddies, and you guys just went out and found trouble. You go to the 7-Eleven, get a doggone Slurpee.
And my kids do it in the summer.
Right? Or you go to the grocery store, whatever it is, and you get yourself some sugary crap that you're going
to
go out there.
I always want to go to Target.
Exactly.
No, that's fine. But if I get a call from Target about something, we're going to have an issue.
Right. And then you guys were the biker gang. You just rolled around the entire time. You felt badass, even though you looked like a bunch of toddlers that were out
you
there.
You did feel badass, man.
You did.
I remember feeling real good about myself.
Wind in your
eight
hair.
8 years old, right? Wind in my afro, but yeah. And but like me and the neighborhood kids just rolling around. It's like we're like a freaking biker.
Damn game. Right. People are looking twice when we roll by because they don't want to mess it.
And now as an adult, I'm like, oh, look at the little kids on the bike.
Exactly. Look at the big wheel.
Look at the boy. Look at that. Yeah.
Sitting in the front seat at age of 6.
Oh, yeah.
I used to stand up in the front seat.
Oh, yeah.
Because my grandfather was like, stand up so you can see the road. So I'd stand up in the front seat of the Volkswagen bug.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That's how we went everywhere. Christmas lights, grocery store. I'm standing in the front seat.
I remember that it was a constant question with our mom as we were growing up is, you know, can we sit in the front seat? And if we were going into town, it was fine. If we were going anywhere else that... You know, if it was
people 20, don't know us.
20 yeah. minute or longer, we had to sit in the back.
Those are also the same jackasses that tucked the seatbelt buckles into the back so you couldn't even use
them. So it wouldn't get in the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because seriously, everyone, they would take the seatbelt and the seatbelt clamp and stuff it into the cushion.
Into the corner, into the crease.
10 things that we all did as kids that would startle today's parents. Eating raw cookie dough.
That still happens.
It still happens all over the damn
place. Worth the risk. It tastes delicious. Right. I'm sorry.
Kids are going to jump in there and grab some
kids.
Ice. Yeah,
my
no
wife,
kidding.
Me, dude, yeah.
What is the biggest worry on that? Is it
salmonella?
Is it the flour?
Salmonella.
But it's the flour.
Yeah, the flour.
It's the flour. It's not the raw egg.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's the flour. Yeah,
so you would think like egg. Caesar salad, perfectly fine with a raw egg.
Yeah,
but it's not the egg in the cookie dough. It's,
correct.
It's the flour.
Yeah,
and I never knew that until like 3 or 4 years ago.
I learned it with you.
Yeah,
yeah. No, we're doing a show.
We're eating cookie dough, throwing up.
Right.
What do you think of the eggs?
No.
Climbing trees to the highest branches.
I mean, I was pretty reasonable about that, but we did build forts and tree houses.
Sure.
So, you know, we were pretty high up as we were doing our construction.
I was always afraid of heights, so my limit was pretty short. I didn't trust my feet at all. I would get a certain level, and I'd start shaking, so I never got too high.
I just wasn't a good climber.
No. Nah. I had a buddy who was, and he got freaked out when he went up high one time because then the tree started swaying a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it gets thinner the higher that you go, so you feel the wind a little bit more. Yeah, that was fun. Playing with BB guns or cap guns?
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with cap guns.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with
cap guns. Depends on where you live.
What do you mean? Why is that?
You just, okay, so.
40%.
If I have my kids in Fremont, and they're like acting like they're playing with cap guns, running up and down the street, shooting each other, pop, 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 pop. Someone's probably going to call and say, hey, there's these two kids running through the neighborhood trying to shoot each other.
And Fremont, maybe.
Yes, sure. Seattle. Right. Oh, my God. These two girls. Are trying to kill each other.
You're
in
right.
Fremont.
They're just strapped.
Instead of the gas company trying to blow up the entire neighborhood today, they're trying to shoot each other.
Being left in the car while parents shopped.
Yeah, that's a big no.
We'd annoy the living hell out of my mom because she'd like go to the bank regularly, and she would just leave us in the parking lot with the windows down.
Yeah.
And then, in no time, all of a sudden, she hears, "Mom, are you done yet?" Like she just hears this hounding coming from her car.
I believe that everywhere my parents went. No matter where they went, even if I'd been in this place with them before, if they were only had a 10-minute transaction or less, I don't think kids were allowed to go in there. Like, leaving your kids in the car, that was guaranteed, like, wait here. And they were gone. That's it.
I couldn't go to go. I was not allowed to go with my mom to the grocery store because I wanted stuff.
Oh, sure.
And she was tired of telling me, like, can we get Frosted Flakes this time? No, no, no.
You'll have corn flakes.
Can we get white bread? No, no. So I made a point, back to the conversation we had earlier this week with your kids. My kids were skinny and scrawny. If they go to the grocery store and they picked up like this big thing of cinnamon buns, I'm like, get them.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You're going to have half of one and I'm going to eat the rest.
Just eat. You know what I mean? I just want you to eat and gain weight and get bigger.
Whatever sounds good to you.
Right.
You go over to your friends for a sleepover, and someone says, I got the R-rated movie.
Oh, that was huge, man.
Yeah, man.
Well, some parents didn't care about that.
About to say,
some didn't care, and it depended, right, so some kids are...
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
R-rated movie, man. I got The Exorcist.
Yes.
Nobody's sleeping that night. Other guys get R-rated movie. They got meatballs, which means TNA everywhere. Those are the movies I want. Like, I want to see the boobs.
Right. I don't know why this would startle parents, but calling friends with on a house phone without caller ID, that shouldn't startle anybody, but yeah, that was just something that you had to work through.
Sure.
Well, actually, the advantage to that was you knew all your friends' sisters, mothers,
yes,
dads. You knew them because you call and you go,
yeah,
hey,
talk to
Mr. Fenton, is Pat there?
Right.
And they knew you because you called and talked to them.
And right. They would start stalling. How are you doing in school? Because Jeff here, he got to be, I mean, seriously, they kind of broke you down. But you're right. You actually got to know these people before you even met them.
Right. That was actually the first time that my dad really laid down the law with me and my friends, as well as my sisters and their friends, is that they would call up and they wouldn't do the pleasantries of, hi, Mr. Hawk, is Mike there? They would just call up and say, is Mike there? And he says, if I get one more that doesn't even say hello to me and is Mike there, I'm going to say, yep, and hang up the phone.
He's here. But don't come over.
That's right. Playing on metal playground equipment in the summer.
Well,
you scalded the living tar out of yourself.
Cut yourself, burned yourself.
Right.
It really hurt when you hit it.
You got concrete
underneath.
I thought it was on asphalt.
Exactly. No sand or mulch or anything like that.
That weird turf stuff.
You're taking a header off the hardest thing that we can find.
Oh, God. And then this is the number one thing that we all did as kids that would startle today's parents, and we've already covered it, and it is riding in the car without a seatbelt.
Oh, yeah. Hell, riding
part of it.
Again, remember, they put out the car of the brat because the idea was, since your kids are always begging to sit in the bed of the pickup, we just put two seats in an open bed.
There you go.
They have seatbelts, but
they got a newer version of that, but they do have seatbelts back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at least you can, you know, when the thing rolls.
Right.
You know, you'll be buckled in.
And you can stare at the driver behind you.
Right. Yeah.
God, I hated that.
The rumble seat. Yeah.
Hello.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.